Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agent, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Department. My name is Shaquana. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Hi. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care. I'm on the phone with an authorized representative of the patient. So it's not the patient isn't on the phone.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Okay. The first initial starts with an N, as in Nancy. I don't provide my last name. I'm not legally obligated to provide it.
If you're calling from an agency, we request first and last name. That's our company procedure. What agency are you calling from?
Family First Care.
And your phone number?
267-551-7438.
Can you give me about 1 to 2 minutes? I'm going to go ahead and outreach and see if I can proceed. Thank you so much for your patience. In order to proceed, I will need your last name, Ms. Abigail.
How about my last name?
Yes, but she's still on the phone, and it's HIPAA. I'm going to get your first and last name as well because you're authorized, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the applicant's first and last name?
Janet Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S.
Date of birth?
4/20/37.
And the applicant's home address?
24 Levis Avenue in Media, Pennsylvania.
Zip code?
19063.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Mary. Last name Herrick, H-E-R-R-I-C-K.
And you said you're the applicant's sister?
No, I'm actually her daughter.
Daughter? Second?
Mm-hmm.
Please note we will not speak to anyone in regards to the application without the written or verbal permission. Just give me about 1 to 2 minutes to see if I can proceed. I'm sorry about that.
No, like she's 89. She doesn't even hardly know what's going on.
Thank you so much for your patience. Ms. Abigail, I will need your last name. And it doesn't look like neither of you are listed on the case, so I would need to speak with Ms. Janet to proceed.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even know what's going on.
Is Janet there?
No.
Yes, are you power of attorney?
I don't know if we have a power of attorney. My brother does her banking for her, so he might be, but he is really tired of doing stuff for her. Well, and he's got cancer, so he's got his own
stuff. I understand. In order for us to proceed, we would have to speak with the applicant to get verbal or written permission because neither of you are listed on the case.
Okay, I can
try
calling. Yeah, or you can call
her.
That would be great.
She just thinks she doesn't need anything, but she does.
Well, if we get verbal consent to speak with you about the case and you are assisting with the application, then we will be able to speak with you and move forward with the application. But if the applicant sits there and tell us or even an enrollment case manager that she's not interested or she doesn't need the assistance, we wouldn't be able to proceed. We would have to have her consent anyway.
Okay.
All right. Are you calling her on three-way or are you going to give us a call back?
I don't know. We're on a three-way call, so I don't think we can call any more people. So. She will be very confused
be able to.
If she's even up yet.
I
so
can try. Her number ends
in 8. But she's going to be very confused. She may not even answer. But go ahead.
Okay, so when the applicant is ready or in awake, you can give us a call back at the number you called today, or I can provide you with the number that you and your mom can give us a call back at.
I think what we're just trying to decide is the assessment that was done doesn't need to be redone. Or have I taken too long to get the financial information or something that was requested?
Yeah.
That's all we want to know.
I wouldn't be able to discuss the case because you two are not listed.
Okay, all right. Well, that's his way, Will. Everything is. Nothing
okay,
gets done.
So let's maybe try to call her. Her number ends in 0251.
No, that's me.
That's you. Okay. Okay, fine. So I don't even have her number listed here.
Yes, 610-565-1716.
Okay. Do you want to try calling or...
I don't know if I can add from my cell phone another call. I haven't tried this.
Or when you're comfortable to give us a call back and you know she's
awake,
whichever you want. Do you want our number just in case you don't add her correctly? Do you want our phone number?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
What's that?
All right, so this number, just in case we do get disconnected, it's 877.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can get her.
Okay.
Are you calling her or me?
Well, we don't make outbound calls. This is an inbound call that you did. I thought you said you were going to try to call her.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try.
Okay, so you want to give me her number and I could try? This is Abigail speaking.
Sure. It's 610.
Yeah.
565-1716.
Okay, I'm gonna try.